This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Today, let's do a chapter study of 1 Corinthians 15. For the title, He Lives, Believe It. I'd choose verse 20 as the key verse. Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. To summarize the chapter, I'd say Christianity stands or falls on whether the resurrection of Christ took place. Since He did rise from the dead, we have every reason to believe and expect God to transform our lives if we trust in Christ. Cross-references would include the four gospel records of the crucifixion and resurrection, and Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. A question that could be raised would be, what did Paul mean by some being baptized for the dead? Next, develop an outline. Title, He Believes, Believe It. 1. Historical facts. 2. Logical argument. 3. Benefits of believing. 4. Behavioral outcomes. 5. Living the victory. Paul experienced this for himself according to verse 3. In verses 1 and 2, he encourages all who read this letter to keep trusting in this good news. The final thing in doing a chapter study is develop personal applications. For example, I need to remind myself and affirm the truth that Jesus Christ indeed rose from the dead. He is alive. This is the basis for living victoriously and serving faithfully, as stated in verses 57 and 58. The ultimate application is living in hope, which death cannot take away.